My season of divine manifestation. In the book of Isaiah chapter 58, my season of divine manifestation. What do I say? In Isaiah chapter 58, I read it from verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that your yoke might be broken. It is not to deal with thy bread in the hungry. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to my house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from your own flesh. By the time you do all this, verse 8 now says, it is then that your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring up speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee.
Amen.
And the glory of the living God shall be your reward.
Amen.
Say a better amen to that.
Amen.
Here, we thank God we are doing Palm of Syrians program. Many don't understand the mystery of this program. The mystery part of them is what the Lord is stating in this place. One of the mystery of Palm of Strangers is to loose the band of the wicked. If there are some people who are bound by wicked powers, some people whom the witches, the wizard has bound together, this morning you shall be set free.
Amen.
Let your amen be a little bit louder. Another mystery surrounding this program is to destroy the heavy burdens. The heavy burdens. A lot of people are crying day and night because of the evil load upon their head. The enemy has added more to the load of some people. Hallelujah. Your own load is there. But when the enemy now adds to it, it becomes a problem. That's when the person will sleep and wake up and say, all my body is paining me, my neck, my head, everything. Because another load has been added upon the person's head. I know that this morning, any evil load upon your own head shall be wasted by fire. Another mystery surrounding this program is to break evil yoke. To break evil yoke. Many, when you say something is a yoke, it means it's joining from one person to another. You see, when you, in those days, when you have a cow or an ox, and you want to join them together, there is this small wood or tree you cut in pieces and you use it to bind one neck of one cow to the other, and you tie it together just to make sure that the first one directs the footstep of the other one. No one will go astray. That's what the enemy has done for some families. They have put a wood round about everybody's neck and use a rope to tie it together. And if one wants to move forward, it will debar others from moving forward. If this one gets a blessing, it will debar this one from moving forward. You just discover that all the families are moving in circles. They are moving in circles because they are having a yoke round about their neck. Any yoke upon your own family, if your amen will be loud this morning, they shall be broken by fire. They shall be broken by fire. They shall be broken. They shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. Part of the mystery surrounding this program is to give bread to those who are hungry. There are many who are hungry, who are looking for food. There are many who have been denied of something good in life. God has not born you, or God has not created you to suffer. Do you know that one? That's why You know, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm talking about myself. I'm fearfully and what? Are you sure? So God has not created you to suffer. The power that wants people to be suffering and be begging for bread is the enemy. So when there are some people who have been denied of their daily bread, I've seen a man who is working and blessing the whole family. The day the job goes, everything turned upside down. You know, sometimes when you cut off the head, there is no way the other body can exist. I've seen someone who has no hand and is existing. I don't know whether you have seen it before. Have you seen it here in America? I've seen someone without a leg and is still moving. Have you not seen it before? Something happened, it was long time when I was in primary school in Nigeria. These beggars, they always have themselves arranged by the train, by the rails where the train used to pass, and they'll be begging for money. One day, the train was coming, but this beggar could not recognize, he could not run away. The train got to him and sliced the beggar into two. Everybody thought he has gone. They rushed him, packed him, went to the hospital. After a while, we heard that the man did not die, but half of the body is gone. So the body from the leg down, from the waist down, no more. But from here up, he's still there. So they put him, create some kind of chair for him, and he's moving on that chair. The man survived. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've seen that one before. But I've never seen, I don't know whether we have one, because you people are full with technology. Hallelujah. I've never seen anyone without a head, and he's surviving. Maybe because where I come is a third world country. Whether we have, because of your scientific and your knowledge of computer, do you have something like that here? So there's no bodiless head. No headless body. Okay. Praise the Lord. When the head is cut off, the whole body is useless. Sometimes when the head of the family is in bondage, the whole of the families are in bondage. Here's what happened to that family. Because the man lost his job and the wife is just a supporter, he got to one area. We went to go and pray for these people. And when we entered the house and started praying, in fact, there are some prayers you don't need to pray too long. You need to put hand in your pocket. Hallelujah. But when you see somebody who has not eaten for the past 3 days, or he's eating crumbs, and you say, oh God, bless him, give him food, give him meal, give him food, give him meal. Let there be McDonald's. Let there be Dunkin' Donuts. Everybody supply this. You are praying. It's good. But the moment you put hand in your pocket and say, take this $50. And you now say, let us pray. Oh my God. The way we listen to your prayer will be different. Is that also? So everything is not first prayer. But sometimes you put hand in your pocket. Action. We enter into the house and we met this woman and the family. About four of them. What they are eating, in fact, we have to close our eyes. Well, the big bowl of the eba or whatever they join together, very strong, something like this, they put in a big bowl. And the soup is nothing to write home about. The children are eating the food and they are crying. Praise the Lord. The children are eating and they are crying, meaning that they don't like what they are eating. And the man is saying, eat now, I don't have any food, eat now. The children keep eating. They are forcing themselves to swallow it, but they are crying. When we made that kind of situation, we put hands in the pocket and bless them. Then we now say, let us pray. Do you know that single little thing we gave to them, right from that day, that family never lacked? Blessing came from one way or the other. A lot of people begin to remember them until the man eventually got a job. And not only that, the wife too got a job. I pray for every head that are here. If you are a man, let your amen be better. Oh. Hallelujah. Anyone here, I decree that the enemy wants to cut off your blessing. That the enemy wants to cut off the blessing that is coming to your family. Anyone that the enemy wants to destroy the head let that power that wants to destroy the earth, that wants to cut off your blessing, let that be rotted out there. Be rotted out there. Be rotted out there. In the name of Jesus. To give bread to the hungry. Today, wherever you are lacking food, you are lacking blessing, you shall receive in Jesus' name. Another mystery surrounding this program is to provide shelter for the vagabond and the cast out. To provide shelter for the vagabond. There are many who have been sent out of their father's house. They are running up and down, wasting their time up and down. As wonderful as this country is, I think I've still seen one or two people who are inserting somewhere in Minnesota, where we have a terrible snow. Very cold. You know, this place is like Nigeria. When I got here, I removed all the winter coat. In fact, when I was in the plane and I was still dressed like that, some people were looking at me with disdain. Where is this one going? So I never realized why they were looking at me. But when I came out of the airport, I saw the thing blew. And this is Nigerian weather. I have to force myself to remove the jacket, remove the gloves, remove everything. Praise the Lord. But right here in Minnesota, where you have snow falling about 2 inches on the ground, I still saw someone outside, inside that snow, eating crumbs. In America, he has no house. The enemy has pushed him out of the house. And this is a place, even before you enter into your car, you have to warm it for 5 minutes and put on the heater. Because if you just say, let me come out and enter the car, and then right there your leg may freeze. You may not be able to press the throttle. And someone was still outside eating crumbs from the dustbin. He didn't feel it. Why? Because the enemy has made him a vagabond. Any power that wants to push you out from your matrimonial home, the power that wants to push you out of your place of blessing, that power this morning shall be rotted out there. It shall be rotted out there. In the name of Jesus. Part of the mystery of this program is to cover people's nakedness. A lot of people, the enemy has naked them everywhere. They are going about with shame. Some people, after serving God for many, many years, people keep asking, who is that your God? Where is that your God? And you are still like this. Many have become a song in their environment. Don't you know that, bro? Anytime they see you, they make a song for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your nakedness shall be covered. Another mystery is to satisfy the afflicted souls. To satisfy the afflicted souls. And finally, to make people to be partakers of the kingdom. To make people to be partakers of the kingdom. Those are the mysteries surrounding this program which you are doing. That's part of them. There are many more. That is why I say this morning is my season of divine manifestation. Because when you do this program very well, the result is already there. The Bible says in verse 8 to 9, it said, then shall the light break forth. Your light break forth as the morning. No matter how dark a night is, there is going to be a time when the light will come. It will. You can see every day, everywhere is bright now. But about 5 hours or 6 hours or 10 hours ago, it was in dark. We are in darkness. But it has broken forth into light. Praise the Lord. Another result, when you do this fast, very faithfully, your health shall spring up speedily. These people want to kill human beings. No food for a whole day. No water for a whole day. Especially when you say, my sister, you are going for deliverance. Some people will say, how do you do deliverance? Say, no food for the first day. No food for the second day. It's the third day you will break. Even saying that thing to some people, they fainted. Yesterday, someone was talking to us here. See, I can't believe that. For somebody not to eat for one day, it's not possible. It's not possible. No water, no food, it's not possible. But your problem did not understand your American grammar. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you do this fasting very well, your health spring up. You begin to live in good health. There are mysteries behind many men of God who have not even been taking medication for many, many years. It's because God is supplying good health to them.
Hallelujah.
And you too will get good health today.
Yeah.
When you do this fasting very well, the glory of the Lord will be your reward.
Amen.
That's what the Lord says. The glory of the living God becomes your reward. And when you say God's glory is greater than any other glory. When the glory of God shines upon you, you will be moving and you'll be going higher. People will not understand how it is happening.
Amen.
They will be throwing arrow and it will be going back to the sender. And people will not know. The glory of the living God will be upon your life.
Amen.
And then the Lord said, I will call you by my name. And every time you call on me, I shall what? Answer you. That's the mystery surrounding the fasting you are doing now. That's why I want to advise you, don't play and joke with Palm Ostinian program. And do it the way God has ordained it. So that you can receive all the blessing. We are looking at my season of what? Divine manifestation. There are different seasons in human life. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I will read it from verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he has shined in our heart to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Are you following me? I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I've just read verse 6 now. I'm going to verse 7. He said, but we have this treasure in heaven vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. But it says, we are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. The dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. This simple thing I've read to you categorizes that there are some seasons some people can go through in life. The Bible says we are troubled in every side, but we are not distressed. It means there could be a time of trouble. Are you hearing me, somebody? He said, we are perplexed, but we are not despair. There could be a time of perplexity. When some people say, when the young man, a young person sleep, all the good things in his hand will fall down. The same thing happens to a big man. If you sleep, whatever you hold sometimes will fall down. That sleeping state that makes things to fall out of the hand is the perplexity stage. Into despair. There's a period when you are being persecuted. There's a period when you look as if you are forsaken. It looks sometimes that you are cast down. There is a period when some people are even destroyed. Different season that someone can go through. Let me tell you some of them before we go into where we are going. One of the major seasons, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, when you read it from verse 1 to 14, in every time, there are seasons and times, in everything in life, a time to cry, a time to dance, a time to this, a time to that. Read it from verse 1 to 14. You see all those things there. Praise the Lord. But from there, we want to bring out some season someone goes through in life. Then I will tell you whether you are in your season of divine manifestation or not. Are you hearing me, somebody? One of the seasons someone goes through in life is a season of torture and trials. A season of what? Maybe this period that some people are thanking God, that I thank God that I see this year, I thank God that something is happening. Presently, they are facing what you can call torture and serious trials. Your existence is being tried. Your stay in America is being tried. Some people are trying to pull you out. You are facing challenges here and there. It's like someone to even give up the way some people are passing through their lives now. Because everything around you looks as if things are not favoring you. Praise the Lord. A man was accused of a problem. They accuse a pastor. Say, yeah, you have been sleeping with some people. Some people gang up against this man because they didn't like the raw doctrine, the raw sermon the man was preaching. You know, some people hate truth. So they brought this pastor to this plant and he was telling them the truth. And as he was telling them the truth, some elders gang up together. They say, okay, we'll make sure we remove this pastor. They now decided, okay, my sister, we are going to arrange. You go to his house. Will come there to you, and the moment you enter the house, you just try to undress. We will open and come in. Then we will accuse the man that he is committing fornication, adultery, raping, everything. Hallelujah. And they went up like that and they went. As the lady say, Coco, pastor say, yes, who is that? He mentioned her name. Ah, this is a familiar face. Ah, please come in. What's the problem? Daddy, there's this problem in the, all of a sudden, started removing. Ah, pastor, sister, what is all this? Even if you are doing deliverance, we don't remove dress. What have you got? The moment he has removed the first shirt, almost removing everything, the elders came in. He said, hey, pastor, we are caught. You are caught. He came straight to headquarters and they got beside there. He said, well, we caught your pastor in fornication. This one testify. That one testify. They phoned everybody that they could say no. All of them gang up. The man now look at himself and say, God, where will I hide my face? But the general overseer of this man was confused. Because he knows the stuff in this man. After all the accusation, he said, no problem. You can go. I'm going to do something. Right there, when the man was praying about the case, God showed him everything these people did. Hallelujah! And among the people that gang up, hey, one of them now, God spoke to him. He said, hey, it's like we are going to hellfire. We better say the truth. When the man said they should come back again, the next time they will come back again, everybody line up. They are accusing the pastor. After some time, one raised his hand. Daddy, I have a word. All of them look at him. What is this one going to say? Say, Daddy, this thing that happened was an arrangement.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He said it was an arrangement. We arranged it. Is it not through all of you? They were now looking at themselves. But meanwhile, before they could come back to come and say this, they have already removed the man from there. They have derailed him. They have done a lot of things to him. Even the people he ran to, some of his pastor colleagues who are jealous of where he was taken to, say, this anointing is blowing. Look at it now. It has come down. The man faced what they call trial and what? Persecution. A lot of people are facing like that. If not for divine intervention, the man would have been thrown out of his calling. And the time he was reinstated, he was sent to a bigger branch than that.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Many wives are facing persecution in their husband's house. Some people, they will come and visit your husband because they hate you. They will go to the family and begin to tell them all what you never did. Some people started very well with their husband. I remember some families when you started your own boyfriend and girlfriend, even though I wasn't there, but I knew something that happened that day. During that period, I'm sure if you are living very close, you keep escorting yourself from the wife's house to the husband's house, from the husband's house to the wife's house. Some of you keep rolling on the street. As you are going forward, you are going backward, the two of you, to the extent that people in the street will be wondering, what is wrong with these people? Praise the Lord. That time the Lord was intoxicating. The same man who put you at home now because of some evil education now carry the television in the house and threw it at you. You too, you say, well, how can me receive this kind of a blow? You went to your own kitchen too, which is your office. You brought your cutlass, begin to cut yourself. And from there, there is separation. A lot of accusation in many families. And people are facing trials and torture. Any trial and torture you are facing today, the Lord will cancel them. Yeah. I want 10 people to pray this prayer. Are you ready? If you know this is your condition, pray it very well. Say, any power,
any power,
I'm trying to torture my life.
I'm trying to torture my life.
You can tell me better than that.
Any power.
Yes. Go ahead again. Another season one can pass through is the season of disappointment. Season of what? You have written for this job and you get there. Every time you get there, they say, sorry, had it been you come yesterday, you will have gotten the job. Disappointment. You will rush to somewhere. They want to take people. Like someone, they are trying to sort some people. They are doing interview for them to bring them abroad for a course. And they ask for the final interview. They slotted it to one day. This man has been going through all the exam only for this final day to come for this interview, which they are going to do the final selection On that day he was heading to the place of the interview, there was a demonic goslo. You know what is called goslo? You call it traffic here. Praise the Lord. But in my place, we call it goslo or hold up. But here you say traffic. Hallelujah. There was a demonic traffic. This man jumped out of the place. Said, let me join another route. He negotiated another route. The same traffic. He negotiated another route. The same traffic. Anyway, as he eventually jumped down from the car, parked the car one side, and looked for Okada. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking. Do you have Okada here? You don't have it here. Okay. You know motorbike. Okay. Praise the Lord. In my place, the fastest transportation is Okada. He came down from there and jumped on Okada. Say, I must not meet. He packed all the particulars. By the time he will get there, he saw the people coming out. They have finished the interview. And they have finished the selection. The enemy allowed him to go through all the stages one by one. One by one. Until the final day, God disappointed. We prayed with someone not too long, I think one of the series which I'm traveling up and down. The day I prayed with that man, was it not last week or so? This man has been here for some years. You know, any certificate you bring here, they will say start afresh. Is that not what they say? So he started afresh, even though he was well read in Nigeria. He has done all the necessary examination, and they are expecting to get this man into a job. He applied through online. Some people promised him. He applied. Online. He never knew that the resort never got the human resources of that place. Somewhere along the place, the thing hung in between the computer. Praise the Lord. I didn't know that something like that can happen here. So they finish the prayer. The man said, this prayer is so hot. I will go to all the places I've applied to. So he wrote up that money. And he went to all the places he applied. The first place he entered, he said, my name is... Are you this person? But I told you to apply. The job has been waiting for you. Say, no, I applied. We didn't see your paper. Do you have your resume here? He said, yes. Okay, take. So bring it, bring it. The man now said, okay, what will happen? I know this problem is from the HM or HR. Don't worry. I know what I'm going to do. Just give me your resume. I'm going to work on it. But meanwhile, if you don't mind, come and start now and start going along with us. If there's any bigger space, I'm going to put you there. The enemy has made him to be a disappointment. All the while. Until that day. I'm talking of almost 6 years or 7 years here. Until last week. When a new unction comes upon his life. And right from, he has phoned me now since last week that, daddy, it has happened. Praise the Lord. Lay your hands on your head. I want to pray for 50 people who can say a loud amen. Masatori kapori kandebo shintari kandaba. Lord, I decree upon every lives that are here, whatever disappointment that you have been passing through, whatever anguish that you have been passing through, today is converted to divine appointments. Every season of disappointment in your life, today I command you to die by that. Your work, disappointment in getting a good job, disappointment in getting a good partner, disappointment in going to a better place, disappointment in getting an approval for a particular project. Today, receive your appointment. I said, receive your appointment. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, you are coming to give testimony. Sit down, your case is settled. Another thing you can go through. is the season of temptation. The season of temptation. Remember the story of Jesus too in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, the season of temptation. You all know the story there. When you read it from verse 1 to 10, Jesus was led up to, by the Spirit of the Lord to the wilderness, and he was tempted by the devil. I'm reading Matthew chapter 4, when you read it from verse 1. We don't have all the time, but I'm telling you what is happening there. He has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was so hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, the tempter, that is the devil, say, if you be the Son of God, command these stones now to be bread. Maybe you say you are Jesus. Command this stone to be bread. He sat down and said it to him. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every other word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. The devil was still not satisfied. The devil now took him into the holy city. He set him up in a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down now. After all, it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and in their hands they will bear you up, so that your feet will not touch the ground. Jesus told him again, it is written, oh, Mr. Devil, thou shalt not what? Tempt the Lord your God. The devil was still not satisfied. The devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and he now showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He said, all these things I will give unto you. He's talking to someone who created all the things. If not for lack of respect, praise the Lord. He said, just bow down and worship me. That's all what I want. And Jesus now told him, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. And only him shall you what? Serve. The enemy wanted to tempt Jesus until he shouted, get thee behind me. Many are facing a lot of temptation, and they have taken a counterfeit instead of the original. Because when temptation comes, the thought of evil will first of all come to your mind. That's the first thing that happened. The second thing that happens is that you will yield to that evil word. Your will be weakened, and you will yield to it, and before you know it, you are sinfully committing the act. A lot of people have taken counterfeit for original. Many sisters, after waiting on the Lord, God will do it, God will do it. But white hair is coming out. The air is growing white ears. People are saying God will do it. They will ask Pastor, Pastor, I know you people always sing good songs. When is God going to do it? Hallelujah. Look at white ears on my head. When is it now coming to come to pass? Beloved, before I came to this place, I shared a testimony somewhere. There was a naming ceremony that was done before I came here. This woman was 56 years old when she became pregnant. She's a principal of a school. That was her first child. By biological arrangement or by biological standard, someone at that age cannot even menstruate, not to talk of pregnant. But this woman was pregnant and has just delivered a bouncing baby boy. People who were not invited, they came there. Hallelujah. They have to come and see. Some people went to the market and bought things that they are going to eat themselves. They entertain themselves. That's what happens when miracle happens in your life. Some people, instead of waiting for the time, the glorious time of God, they have taken a counterfeit for a choice. Some people will bring a man. They say, this man is a drunkard. I say, no, I will marry him. I will change him. I will change him. This one is smoking. I will change him. This one belongs to a cult. I will change him. I will change him. It's the will of God. Hallelujah. Because by the time you now go away, what do you want me to do? After all, the people who you call born again are not coming. So will I stay like this? No, this one that is coming, I better take. And by the time he now take or took, whichever one is higher. After sometimes, it will be slapping, beating, pushing out. Even if you have children for them, sometimes I used to tell people, children is not a certificate for marriage. It's not an assurance. I've seen someone with 7 children, the man still kick her out after 7 children. So it's not an assurance, it's not a certificate for marriage. Praise the Lord. Many have chosen a wrong choice because of temptation. There are many people in America now, they have been made to take a wrong choice to get their papers because of temptation. The real cause is there. But the problem is that it takes a long time. Maybe it will be. Maybe it will not be. That one too is also having some probability. Praise the Lord. But in most cases, if you follow it, you get there. But because people look at the distance so far, they have been made to take the wrong choice. All in the name of staying in America and getting the almighty dollars. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. Every season of temptation in your life, they shall be rolled away. Amen. Let your amen be louder. Amen. There's another season called the season of loneliness. When you are the only one. Season of loneliness. I've seen many ladies. They have everything you can think of. Everything you can think of. Is it a house? They have. Is it a good job? They have. Is it beautiful? They are even more than beauty. If they contest for Miss America, they will win. No, nobody will beat them. Everything you can think of, they have. But no husband. They are alone. And by the time you ask, what is the problem? I need someone. Before, when a woman is in that condition, and if he has not seen some experiences, he'll be telling you, I'm comfortable, I'm comfortable, I'm comfortable. But when it gets to some time, she will know that there is need for somebody. The God that created Eve to support Adam, and Adam to be the husband of wife, Eve, has not made a mistake. If it is possible for a man to be alone, he would have not created Eve. Praise the Lord. You know why I'm telling you this now? Because today, the spirit of loneliness in your life will die. Maybe when they experience some certain things, there is nobody to share with at home. And whether they pass through, they saw a truck on the road, the one that fell on the sea. They saw a bridge collapse. They saw this. They saw a lot of things. By the time they got home, they slept. Nobody to share with. Hallelujah. And sometimes, when you don't say some certain things, you get yourself more involved in some certain things. Terrible things. It is when you say out some certain things that happens to you, you get more relief. That's why a good pastor must be a good counselor, a good listener. If you don't want to listen to anybody, I don't know, my sister, God, this one, God, this one, God. You don't understand the mystery of loneliness. If you understand the mystery of loneliness, when they say pastor, you just sit down. Yes, madam. And you begin to listen. Hallelujah. Amen. Every spirit of loneliness in your life, today it shall be rolled away.
Amen.
I say it shall be rolled away.
Amen.
The power that says you shall be lonely without getting married, the cause that is operating in your life that say you will not get a partner, the cause that say you will not be blessed with a good husband or a good wife, that cause today is broken by fire. It's broken by fire. In the name of Jesus. Another season is the season of maltreatment and injustice. The season of what? Maltreatment and injustice. A lot of people have been maltreated. They will tell lies against some people and they are facing the problem like that. Sometimes the people who are supposed to take good justice about you, they are taking wrong justice about you. The season of injustice. When God becomes your advocate. No other person but God. Praise the name of the Lord. I shared this somewhere. A man entered into a bank and look inside the banking hall and pointed at one man that is working his work, JJ. The man was busy calculating and pointing. That man looked like the person that came to rob my house yesterday. And this man that was talking is a local chief somewhere. Everybody thought it was a joke. Before you know it, he has gone to bring police people. They said, we want to arrest that man. Ah, he's working in the bank. He has no. Police say, don't put on. When you get to the court, you explain yourself. They arrested the man right from the place where he was working. Took him straight to where? Police station. And it was a robbery incident that happened in the house of that man yesterday. The armed robbers came. They beat the whole family. They looted everything. They even raped the women. At the end of the day, when they brought the man before the police people, before you know it, they say because it's a robbery case, they have charges to, they call the place SATS. That place, if they charge a robber to that place, the thing you did not do, you will confess. What you did not do, you will confess because of the torture. Praise the Lord. By the time you take someone there and bring the person after 30 minutes, you will not recognize the person. That was where they took the man to. This was an abrupt. By the time everybody now beginning to put leg, this is injustice. The banks are fighting, the families are fighting, everybody, this is injustice. Let's bring him out. They say, okay, what we are going to do? We are going to call on the families of this man that they came to rob the house. And we will parade about 9 or 10 people. And then we ask the families, apart from this man, no, the man that is accusing him, we command, we ask the families to point whether any one of them that looks like the thief that came. So they brought this man, this my friend, together with 10 other people. He was lined up. They brought the wife and the children of the man that was accusing him. They lined up in front. Hey, tell us, of all these people, who looked like the thief and the armed robber that came to your house? By the time the wife will move up and down, he pointed to the same man. The children too move up and down, pointed to the same man. So, God have mercy. The people who are looking, you people who are fighting for him, sure you have seen. Then what do we do then? Straight to the jail. He's suffering the punishment he never committed. Serious injustice and maltreatment. Before he could come out, the man was so fat before, almost 3 times my size. But by the time he would come out, I think he was almost half my size. Praise the Lord. There are many, they have lied against you. They have done some certain things against you, and you are looking, who will deliver me apart from God? Close your eyes. I want you to cry this prayer. Any power that is a court of God. The court of men, sometimes they can see the right thing and call it wrong. But the court of God, the truth will always prevail. Say, so, oh God, arise. You can do it better than that. And deliver me from the court of men. Three more, then we go and pray. Are you following me? We look at another season, the season of struggling. The season of struggling. Some people, now that they are in America, if you ask them, they have not seen anybody now. They are what? Struggling. They are still struggling. Nobody has known them yet. Because they are still trying to jump from one place to another. If it is possible to combine 5 jobs, they are doing that. Because they are still fresh. They are still strong. They can do that so that they can make ends meet and establish themselves. That's the season when some people are now. My sister, my family somewhere in UK, the husband and wife only see themselves once in 2 weeks. Once in 2 weeks. By the time the husband is coming back, the wife is going to work. When the wife is coming to work, coming back home, the husband is going to work. They do it like that for 2 weeks. Only once in a week that they will clash and the two of them will be at home. Praise the Lord. The season they are facing is the season of struggling. And people are here in Nigeria saying, my sister is in UK. My brother is in UK. All the people who learn trade, they are looking for somebody to pay their send-off money. They are waiting for somebody to buy equipment for them. From the struggling of, they didn't know that the man here, the woman there, is struggling. Many of you are here now, you are struggling. A lot of people, they are even abusing you. Because some people, you will send $500 to them. They will say, how much is $500? For somebody who has been in America for long. Before you come, you don't have your money. We don't have this. And by you say, it is not easy. They say, why did you not come back home? You say, it's not easy. It's not easy. Lot of us, we are in the season of struggling, trying to make ends meet, jumping from pillar to post. Just like what happened to Jacob in Genesis chapter 32. It's a popular one. Genesis chapter 32, when you read it from verse 24, you see Jacob there struggle with the angels, that I will not let you go unless you have. That is the season many of us are in now. That's the season we are all in now. We are in the season of struggle. When you read that place, you will see about Joseph in that place. that is crying for God to deliver him. Because he was thrown into the pit. But Genesis 32, Jacob was left alone. The Bible says he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the city. When he saw that, he prevailed not against him. He touched the hole of the thigh, and the hole of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." He said, "Mr. Man, I will not let you go unless you what? You bless me." By the time after the struggle with the angel, the angel now said, "Okay, Jacob, what is your name?" "Then my name is Jacob." "Ah," he said, "the problem you have is your name." "Okay, as from today, your name is converted from Jacob to Israel." From then, he began to prosper. There are many of you, your name will change very soon. And a new glory, a new name that will reflect the blessing of God. That will reflect someone who is living in America. A new name that will give you mouth before your enemies. That will silence your prophets. Shall be the best in your life. In the name of Jesus. How many people believe that this is the season which they are now? I want them to rise up and cry this prayer. Something must happen in your life this morning. I said something must happen in your life now. I said something must happen in your life this morning. Say, "My Father, arise, deliver me from my struggle. In the name of Jesus, my Father, arise, deliver me from my struggle. Again, say any power.
Any power
that says my light will not shine,
in this America.
You are a liar. The season of promises and hope. They keep on promising you, it's going to be this. Please come tomorrow. Come next week. Come next Sunday. Come. Everybody promising. A lot of people have put application into so many places. They are still promising you, "We will do this. We will do that. We will do it. Don't worry. You are getting the job." All the promises. No one has yielded result. They keep raising your hope. Like someone who has a lady and say, "I'm going to marry you." And the lady is happy. "I'm going to marry you." The lady is happy. Jumping everywhere. "I'm going to marry you." Until one day, the man make a U-turn. The hope may be rising. A lot of promises. Your brother may promise you. Your sister may promise you. Someone you know may promise you. They may promise you of something big. You may be expecting a big money for a project, and someone say, "Don't worry, I'm going to give you to you." That season is what some people are passing through now. A lot of promises. In fact, if the promises surrounding some people could be fulfilled, even if 1/10 of them are fulfilled, they will not be like this. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. A lot of people will not be like this. If 1/10 of the people who have been promising you can fulfill them, it will not be like this. Another season you pass through is the season of prophetic revelation. Prophetic revelation. A lot of people, God has given them wonderful gift. They can dream more than Joseph. Hallelujah. They have seen themselves spending dollars, comfortable in the dream. Many have seen themselves riding limousine. Many have seen themselves owning a big company in the dream. A lot of prophetic revelation has been given to people. Some people have seen themselves married to a beautiful lady with children round about their table. But up till now, they are still dwelling in the promised land. They have not gotten to the place of fulfillment. There is a difference between a promised land. There's a difference between the place of fulfillment. When things have been promised to you, you are going to do this, then you are in the promised land. By the time those things begin to manifest, that is the land of fulfillment. A lot of revelation many people have seen about themselves, of what they will be tomorrow. Many have seen themselves as a wonderful evangelist, preaching to a lot of people. But it has not yet manifested. It's only at the dream level. Praise the Lord. You have seen yourself doing a lot of good things, riding big cars. A lot of good things you have seen in the dream. You need to pray this morning for those revelations to become manifestation. And they shall become manifestation. They shall become manifestation. That's a season of divine connection. A season of divine connection. That is the time for someone here today. Let me look at 2 Kings so that you understand what I'm talking. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1. A season of divine connection. 2 Kings chapter 4. I read it from verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wife of the sons of prophet unto Elisha. He said, "Hey, thy servant, my husband is dead. You know that your servant have, we fear the Lord. But the creditors has come to take unto him my two sons for bondmen." They have come to take my two sons for slave because I was owing. I didn't have money to pay. Let's see the miracle that happens. Elijah said unto her, "Okay, what do you want me to do for you?" Ah. The lady said, "Okay, I want you to bless me." He said, "Okay, if you want me to bless you, what do you have in your house?" Ah, another problem. He said, "Your servant has nothing except a pot of oil." Ah, he said, "That pot of oil is enough for miracle. What you are having now is enough for miracle. You may say you don't have much, but the little you have now is enough for miracle." When God fed thousands of people in the wilderness, he started with two fishes and five bread. Small something like that. God blesses it. And over 12,000 ate to satisfaction. And it was still remaining. More than 12 baskets. This is why I used to tell people, God sometimes will not bless nothing. God will bless something. It is when you are doing something, even if it is small, and you are crying for the blessing, then the abundance will come upon it. Are you hearing me, somebody? You are saying, "God, bless my hand, bless my finances." But 5 naira like this, even $1, you will not bring as offering. And you are praying for blessing. You need to go into the school of signs and wonders so that they will tell you what are those things that causes signs and wonders. God will not bless nothing. That's why any little thing you are doing is enough for God to turn it around.
Hallelujah.
For you going to school and learning one thing or the other is enough. It's like you brought from Nigeria is enough. The little job you learn is enough. The little wisdom you have to lay hands on one or two things sometimes is enough. But when the blessing of God comes upon it, everything will turn around.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This woman says, it's only one pot that I have. Elisha told him, say, go. Go and borrow. But don't go and borrow small quantity. Borrow big quantity. Someone, you are getting something big today.
Amen.
A miracle that will shock your friends.
Amen.
And surprise your enemies.
Amen.
You shall apply your name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The woman went and brought some verses. He said, man of God, I'm tired. This one is okay. Even if you can bless this one. Okay, no problem. He now blesses her. The Bible says it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me the vessels. The son said, no more vessel. All the vessels were full, they have not been filled. No more vessel. Right from that day, the hardship of the woman was removed. God promoted her from a debtor to a creditor. Promoted her from a beggar to someone with abundance. Are you hearing me, somebody? But where am I going? There was a day he met with a man of God. There was a connection between her and the prophet. Just as many of you are connected with the man of God today. And I know your blessing shall be enormous. The woman came across a prophet, and there was a connection between her and the prophet. If she has not met the prophet, the vessels of oil would not have been there. There are some people you will meet, and your life will change. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. There are some people you will meet, and your life remains the way it is. There are some people you meet, the life becomes worse. You become cursing. You begin to regret. Some people have brought people from Nigeria to this place, and because of that, they have entered into serious trouble. The people push them out of the scene and want to show themselves that they are now in charge. There are some people you will meet, and your life will turn around. You begin to wonder, if not that I met this man, my life would not have been like this. There are some places you go, and then as the time you go, your life, your glory will be buried. It's amazing that we are still seeing sacrifice in America on the junctions. And I know, I'm very sure it's not the white man. I'm very sure. Because their own witchcraft is different. For an aircraft to fly for 14 hours, 16 hours, 20 hours in the air and landed safely. That is their own witchcraft. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then, what we did in Nigeria, we still carry it to America. And we are putting sacrifice on the junction. I don't know the kind of witch that you think will be so hungry to hit pot with oil on the junction of America. If you have put McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts, it will have been a different thing. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Sacrifices on the road. in a white man country. I'm very sure there are some religions who are still here, a carryover from somewhere, who believe in sacrifice, that are operating here, and some people are still going there. There are places you go, your life becomes worse. The Bible says the devil has nothing to give, but is doing primitive trade by barter. When he gives you pains, when he removes pains from your back, he gives you back headache. That's what the devil does. When he tries to give you some finances, a little one that can make you to feed maybe for 1 or 2 days, he may take your liver. That's what the devil does. He does primitive trade by barter. But unfortunately, some people are still pursuing the devil, going after the devil. Praise the Lord. There are some people you will meet, your life will never remain the same. There are some messages you will hear, and you will change your life. There are some words that people will speak to your life, and you will sit down and reason, and you realize that, so I've been wasting my time like this. Let me rise up and do something. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. When you come in contact with this kind of a thing, is what we mean by divine connection. A sister was sharing a testimony with me in Minnesota. So when she came, she had no papers, she had everything, and she was praying, God, help me. God, help my children. We are all here. Blah, blah, blah. We must not go back with shame. Blah, blah, blah. But she's an evangelist. She's a prophetess. She's a prayer warrior. And one day, she prayed for one white woman. And by the time she prayed for this one white woman, the woman said, in fact, all the prophecy you gave, exactly that was what was happening to her. Then he now say, this is what you should do. Pray on this, pray on that, pray on this, pray on that. By the time the woman got the testimony, he now phoned the woman back. He say, my sister, what can I do for you? That was my papers are in trouble. Okay, your papers? Only you and your children. He said, all of us. He said, no problem. Bring every material that you can bring. He phoned his people. They are and before you know it, every paper was perfected. Amen. Just like that. If he had not met with that man or that woman, he would not have gotten that miracle. There are some husbands you will meet, and people will look at you and say, I envy your family. Every time you are moving on the road like Romeo and Juliet, he's always by your side, you are always by his side. As long, as old as you are, you are still doing lovingitis, everything up and down. And then after once you will meet and you will regret that God, oh my God, if I have not even gotten married with this member. You need to pray for God to connect you with something that will bless your life. I don't know whether this is your own period. When you are going to be connected with the people that will move your life forward. Is this your good one? Rise up and pray these 2 prayers. You will cry before your brother. Say, answer it. Because when you pray this prayer, something you love, you think you love, may be detached from your life. God can see that it's a problem, but you may not see it like that. prayer, but don't worry the way God is going to answer it. But the way God will answer will be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
Say, every wrong connection. You are carrying something that was gentle until the thing bite and split poison into your body before you know that it's a serpent. You may think it's a bird, but it's an enemy. You may think it's good, but God can see that it may harm you. I want you to pray this prayer. The way God will answer it may amaze you. It's for your own good. 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 Are you ready now? Final one. My season of divine manifestation. Season of what? Season of divine manifestation. When this season comes to your life, all the good promises begins to come out. There is a time when you receive promises. There is a time when it began to manifest. There was a time somebody has been telling you are coming to America, but now you are here. This period is the manifestation we are talking. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. There are some times is when good things have been promised to you. But when those good things begins to appear, that is what we call divine manifestation. You may have been single for many years. The day you get married, as God has been promising you, that day becomes your day of divine manifestation. You may have been riding on your foot. You are riding two-legged. Hallelujah. But the day your legs become six, four of the car, two of your own, that day becomes the day of divine manifestation. The day you have been looking for a job is different. But the day you get a good job that gives you satisfaction, not 10 jobs that will amount to $100,000 or $100,000 in a month or a year. Sometimes you can get one job that can give you up to $180,000 or $150,000. Sometimes you can get it up to $200,000. Praise God. God will be promising you. The day becomes a reality. That day becomes the day of divine manifestation. I don't know whether you are hearing me. You have been planning that you will do this, you will do that. You will do this, you will do that. The day all those things you have been planning becomes a reality, that day is the day of divine manifestation. We thank God for this church and we thank God for the prayer city we have bought. The day we move there and build there and we begin to worship there becomes the day of divine manifestation. Hallelujah. And I know God will use you to make that divine manifestation to come alive. Praise the name of the Lord. When you begin to come out in your life, that is the day of divine manifestation. When it is your season of divine manifestation, there are some certain things you notice. Number one, God approves your appointment with Him. He approves your appointment with Him. You have been booking an appointment. God, I want to see you. I want to see you. That day, that say, God say, here I am. And you see God. You see the glory of God. That day is your day of divine manifestation. When it is your physical divine manifestation, your birthright will be restored. Amen. Many people, the enemy have stolen their birthright. The right that belonged to them when they were born has been stolen. Just like what happened to Esau, who brought food. Who took food from his brother and so forth, his birthright. And the glory of the brother becomes more than his own. We hear of the children of Jacob. After all, God is named after Jacob. We have the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether we have the God of Esau. Praise the Lord. He's supposed to be there, but he sold the birthright to Jacob. After all, he was the senior. A lot of people, their birthright has been stolen. But when it is your day of divine manifestation, your birthright is what? Restored. When it is your day of manifestation, your integrity will also be restored. There is some certain quality God has given or created in you. But it has not come out because you are still struggling. Hallelujah. There are many of you that are people of integrity. People with good knowledge, with good brain. People who can do something tangible. But nobody knows you until you are tried. But if you are tried and people now see what comes out of your hand, they will know that this is divine manifestation. The time that integrity comes out and is restored is that day. When it is your physical divine manifestation, your calling will be restored. Many are doing other people's calling. Many are into wrong calling. There are many who are supposed to be a prophet. They are busy doing other things. There are many people God is calling to the fold of Christ. They are still wasting away. Many that God is calling to be a pastor. They are paying all those pastors. In fact, I don't want to become one. A lot of people will be disturbing me. They are still carrying ladies up and down, going to different junks, different junction in America. Busy drinking and wasting away. Their calling is not restored. But when the power of manifestation comes out, you will know that God, this is what you are calling me to come and do. And you begin to do those things. When your day of destination or your day of manifestation happens, your originality will be restored. When your day of manifestation happens, your destiny also will be restored. A lot of destiny have been fragmented. They have been cut to pieces by the enemy. One part is in Nigeria, another part is in Canada, another part is in America, another part is in somewhere in their village. Until these destinies are brought together and become a whole, the person cannot be manifested. But when all these destinies are restored, then you become who God wants you to be. Then that is your divine manifestation. When your season of divine manifestation comes, the strong man in charge of your case is destroyed. Like David, with the glory of God upon you, hallelujah, and you face it with the string and the stone of God and destroy the Goliath before you know that God is able. And today is that day. Amen. This season is that season. Amen. When that season of divine manifestation happens, divine advertisement of the signs and wonders of God will appear in your life. Amen. People who have not seen miracle before, they begin to read it in your life. Amen. People who have not seen blessing before, they begin to see it in your life. Amen. When they see you, they see the glory of God. They begin to glorify God and say, God, I wish I'd be like that brother. I wish I'd be like that sister. I wish I'd be like that pastor. I can see the glory of God round about him. Look at the way God is helping him. Look at what God has done for him. Look at the position he is. Look at this, look at that. Some people were asking for some lawyers somewhere concerning some certain situation. But in this America, there happens to be one man. He's a black man. He's even a Nigerian. The people who are working with him, there are so many, including some big lawyers who are white people. He's the one controlling all of them. All of them are working with him. He's the head, a black man. His glory came out in America. And the people here becomes his servant. Hallelujah. Your glory will come out. Your glory will come out. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to tell God, God, you must manifest your power in my life today. This is my season of divine manifestation. Something broke my heart of this season. See you tomorrow. Sing this song from the depth of your spirit with the loudest voice you can gather. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life. Someone here. There are 12 people running behind you to pull you back. As from this morning, I saw the stone of fire locating those 12 people. And they have been destroyed by fire. There's a brother in this place. God says, I want to do more than what I have done in your life. And within the next 3 months, your life shall experience a turnaround. Someone is hearing my voice. God has shown you what you are going to become in your dream. And you have been crying. Manifested, my enemy shall be silenced. The Lord said, I should tell that person within the next 6 months, the miracle of come and see, the miracle of the love. Thank you, Jesus. God is telling me to warn someone, you have been putting hand in some strange sins. If you don't desist from this, you may lose your life this year. But if you desist from it, I have three big testimonies that will befall you within the next 21 days. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're going to cry this prayer very loud. We're going to pray 3 times before we go to any other thing now. Are you ready now? Are you ready, sister? My time of divine manifestation. Can you say that out loud? For some people who want immediate testimony, and I don't want you to pray it with fear. Say this one after me. Say, any witchcraft power. If you are afraid to call that name, I want to beg you to summon courage and call that name. You are enjoying corporate anointing. Whatever you say, you shall receive. Village. The power that says you will not find your feet there shall receive thunder. I think shall receive thunder. Are you not ready? Are you sure that you are not ready? Any whisper power, say the boldness. That says you will not find your feet in the world. Can you say it together? You are a liar! God! Yes! With the power! By faith, I will not be able to do this in America! You are a liar! God! God, 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 God! Ah, 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 ah! Ah! Yes. Jesus name alone. I want to break the anger you are using to break. Say this over again. Ancient covenant. Of my father's house. Walking against my life here. Are you ready? Are you sure you are ready? Ancient covenant. Of my father's house. That is what I want you to pray against. There has been some covenant in some people's father's house that no one should live in a particular environment. And anyone that jumps outside that environment, this is what will happen. I want you to cry this prayer with anger. Everybody who believe you want to prosper here, are you ready now? Are you sure you are ready? For what God has done. Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sing this song. Listen to the way I'm going to sing it. Everybody have a way of singing their own. But listen to the way I want you to sing it. I will make it this year, I say, oh. I will make it this year, I say. I will make it this year, I say, oh. I will make it this year, I say. Listen. Hey. Satan has lost that battle. Hey, Satan has lost that battle. Hey, Satan has lost that battle. I will make it this year. Hallelujah. I will make it this year. I say, I will make it. What about you?
I will make it.
lost that battle. Aha! Satan has lost that battle. Oh! Satan has lost that battle. Aha! How we make. I say, hey, Satan has lost that battle. Aha! Hey, Satan has lost that battle. Hey, Satan has lost that battle. I will make it this year. If you are Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Have your seat. God bless you richly. Amen. Let's bring out our offering.